Today I'd like to talk to you about the future of religion in our time. Now that may seem like a large subject, perhaps even a theoretical subject, but the fact is, down through the ages we can see clearly, history teaches us that religions, esoteric teachings, wisdom, has a lifespan. We're 2,000 years into the life of Christianity. We know that from very early on, the form of the church kept changing and crystallizing and going off in strange directions. Consider the first 1,000 years coming out of the Middle East, creating the Desert Fathers and Mothers, the Eastern Orthodox Church, with Byzantium's center position, and then the Bishop of Rome splitting off, and in 1054 the Western churches and Eastern churches going in their separate directions, all the earlier traditions being unavailable to the West for centuries. So then the Catholic Church, strangely Catholic meaning universal, and we know it wasn't universal because it cut out the East, which was the origin of the teachings. The Catholic Church is enmeshed with the culture of the West, in many ways sustains, creates civilization. But then comes Reformation time in the 1500s, and we find another major break. We know that Luther was never trying to start a new church. He was trying to reform the only church, the only one he knew of. And so Luther was not a Lutheran. And yet, the Lutheran church begins, and then all the sects that broke out from there. Until today, it's like a shattered vase of countless pieces disconnected with no reference to original teachings or to the wisdom of those who are recognized as great leaders of the faith, great saints who had experience of spirit and so forth. So anything goes. We've got Mormons who create a whole new dimension of religion, completely unconnected with the origins and the apostles, who have their own book even. We have those who think that the Bible can only be taken literally when never before in history was it read that way by all the great teachers of the faith, and of deep understanding. So it is utter chaos, and has been for a long time, and now we're in the 21st century when anyone with a real education and scientific understanding cannot find a connection with certain kinds of expressions of Christianity. Clearly, those who take literally 7 days of creation cannot speak to quantum physics, and vice versa. Many of those who have a heart for finding deeper truth, a sense of sacredness and such, cannot turn to Christianity, to churches, to the forms, find the wealth of teaching and wisdom, revelation that is buried deep within there, often unknown to leaders of the church. We've got mainline denominations, all of them sidelined now, no longer at the center of culture, many of whom have gone with a social gospel to try to find some kind of reference point that makes sense to them. In many times have left behind the spiritual depths of the faith for a faith of action and works that at least they can point to. All of these are half-truths. Something terrible is missing. And then you've got your mega churches and your evangelical movement where much of the worship, although joyful and not boring like the main lines often are, looks more like a rock concert. Not quite sure where spiritual experience begins and shaking the hips begins. So it is very strange field of uncertainty and confusion out there, and it's understandable that seekers, those who hunger for righteousness, as Jesus says, just shake their heads and walk away. Many of our churches from that used to be the cornerstone of society are graying and dying and disintegrating, becoming irrelevant to today's world. Here in the Northwest, this is especially true, where only 9%, I'm told, of the population around Seattle goes to church, and the rest is very proud to not be part of church. One can understand that if church is understood, seen only from the perspective of one of those broken pieces, with its half-truth, with its rigid form, with its mistakes, with its hypocrisy and so forth, then it communicates a version of Christianity that is not acceptable to the wider world. If you're one of those who hungers for meaning, who needs to find connection with your deeper self, with the reality of spirit, with Creator, with God, with that reality that secular materialism cannot offer, and you don't know how to deal with this old religion that is so broken and unclear now, you are in a position that is understandable. And today I reach out to you and say, don't give up. Keep seeking. There is a cosmic truth to the teachings of Jesus. Seek and you will find. You will be led to that which will feed your soul in spite of the odds being against you. In spite of the churches that are full of judgment and intolerance, form for the sake of form and tradition rather than for experience, spirit. There'll be lots of crevices and traps and dead ends. But keep looking, because that which you are seeking for is in fact the fire in the belly. Is that which will lead you to something that will feed your soul, the purity of your motives, be good, to be the best you can be, to love God, the goodness that God represents and is, will keep you safe in that search. Because in many ways, churches are vessels that carry a cargo that they know nothing about. In other words, you can come into a church, a Catholic church, Protestant church, and be on the surface, its activities, something is within that can feed you that perhaps most of the people don't know about. You can enter into times of prayer, peace, and silence, and worship that are meaningful to you in spite of the rest of the form, in spite of people in the church not behaving as Christians should. There are countless horror stories across the country of congregations and conflict and behavior that even secular businesses don't tolerate. There is catastrophe in the body of Christ because of this time of loss and confusion and lack of authentic spiritual leadership. Don't let that get in the way of your search for God. Because no matter what human beings do in terms of making a mess of things, they cannot overcome God's own efforts to reach out to those who can respond and receive. Think back to the days when the church was involved in the Bloody Crusades. There was an instance when 20,000 people were killed in the Middle East. Famous time when one of the military leaders, supposedly a religious man, said, kill them all and God will recognize his own. Disaster, time of great darkness. And yet, here arises Francis of Assisi, to rebuild God's church, to renew the truth of the gospel, the teachings of Christ, of the way of life made known to us through Christ. Every century, every generation has this time of renewal that gives people here and now a chance to reconnect with what is real about spiritual teachings. So you will find it, even in the little towns that you might be in, or in unchurched places, or in difficult circumstances in your own life. If you keep looking, you will find. You will have help from above. You will be given the food, the first aid spiritually that you need. The future of religion is truly up in the air. Now that we're in a pluralistic world where Tibetan Buddhism and everything else is available, people pick and choose like in a smorgasbord of, you know, a big buffet of spiritual choices. And certainly they're not going to go to their grandparents' version of it. They're going to seek that which speaks to them now, which touches them in ways that other forms of old cannot. In this time period, Christianity has to renew itself and offer to each of us something that truly enables us to awaken to the call of God on our lives, to become conscious people who are capable of transcending themselves and bringing compassion into the world and turning around from the ways of life that we have found ourselves stuck in due to our background, culture. You know, we're buried alive by these things, and true spiritual teaching lifts us out of all that and allows us to live anew, live differently, even if our circumstances remain the same. This life-giving teaching is still around, will never be completely destroyed. Resurrection itself assures us of that. So look beyond the forms, even the forms that clearly have died long ago and still don't know it. Look beyond the foolishness of human misbehavior. Look beyond the paradoxes, contradictions. True spirit that is alive and well, helping you find your way home. These are difficult times, dark times. But don't give up. God is here. God is with us. God is awaiting your commitment to that which in your heart is the most important thing in your life. Keep searching and you will find. God bless you.